Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for intervals of clouds and sun today. We can't rule out an afternoon thunderstorm, high 79. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a shower or thunderstorm around, especially across the southern tier, low 62. Cloudy to partly sunny tomorrow with a spotty shower or thunderstorm, high 74. Monday, cloudy and cooler. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the morning and a stray afternoon shower, the high 65. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Thanks, Joe. It is partly cloudy, 74 degrees in Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you know that we're a firm date every weekend, Saturday mornings at 11, Sunday mornings at 6:30 when we air our Aging Gracefully show. And I have to tell you, the one person who we advocate on our show who gets an awful lot of feedback is our guest, Roxanne Sorensen. I talk about her during the week and let you know she's coming up. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. And Roxanne joins us to talk about what she does when people give her a call. First of all, good morning, Roxanne. Great to have you back.
Morning, Linda. Thank you.
And Roxanne, tell us why you founded Elder Care Solutions of Western New York.
Well, when Florica, Miranda, and I joined forces and came up with this concept, we saw a shortage of services being applied to someone's daily life. We knew, we both came from big companies where there's a lot of rules, regulations, you know, and layers to go through. People can't always wait for those layers to be processed. So we saw that people needed an advocate, a one-on-one advocate, where they could feel comfortable with knowing everything about that person, everything from medical to financial. financial, someone they can trust and be there. So we started Elder Care Solutions on a whim. It really was, let's try this, let's see how it goes, and 14 years later, we're still going strong and continuing to grow.
And I can imagine, I mean, first of all, the elder care picture when it comes to medical needs has not gotten any simpler. So just imagine, everybody, the wealth of knowledge that Roxanne has that you are not going to need to wade through all this when you need questions answered and all of a sudden you need care for a loved one.
Yeah, and honestly, Linda, you know, it's kind of funny, I never wanted to work with an older population when I first got my social work degree, and boy, was I wrong, because that's all I've ever done. And it's truly, you know, you don't even see your own family members as elderly or getting older. I look at my parents, and to me, they're going to live forever. How unrealistic that is, I know. But, you know, now that they are aging, they're getting sicker, it really opens my eyes to what my clients go through. I mean, I have had to deal with this with my grandmother and other relatives, but it's not that simple. It truly isn't easy, and the frustration level, the exhaustion level, it's daily, and there's not one person in the world that won't deal with this at some point in their life.
Absolutely, and you don't want to deal with it only when you have to, because that's when you make the worst decisions, or you're given the worst choices. So
yeah.
Let's
back a lot of frustration.
Up a little bit. Right, let's say we have a couple who want to talk to you. They're mm-hmm. elderly, and their health isn't the best. Okay, and one basically has chronic health conditions.
Okay.
So they come to you, and what is it that you talk about, and what can you help them with?
I talk to them about what are their physical needs first. What do they need assistance around the house with? Can they, you know, can they ambulate independently, or do they need an assistive device? Do they do stairs? Because stairs are one of the biggest barriers for someone remaining home. They're a huge fall hazard. And, you know, if I can bring an aide in to go down into the basement to do the laundry, why not let someone go up and down for you? We will do that. So we talk about all the medical concerns that they have, the issues of transportation, of getting to and from. Maybe they shouldn't be driving any longer. Maybe they're, you know, I'm 85 years old now, I don't want to cook as much anymore. What are solutions? Then we look at, you know, the interactive social life. Are they getting out? Are they not getting out? You know, how can we bring supports into the home? Or is it assisted living is a better option for them, or a retirement community? We'll talk about safety. Who's getting up in the middle of the night? Has anyone, especially if they had dementia, are they leaving the home? You know, we talk about everything, and we really focus in on what their concerns are. We do, of course, talk to children if they're involved or a relative, but really, we have to really get to the nitty-gritty with that loved one, and they are the ones that are going to drive it forward no matter what, because if they're resistive, I can give them all the solutions in the world, but it doesn't matter if they won't accept them.
Right.
And the final thing we have to discuss, and I know sometimes it's difficult, especially with the Depression era generation, is finances. Mm-hmm. That we, you know, what can you afford? Can I bring in services? How much money do I have? Do I need to apply for food stamps or HEAP or Medicaid, veterans benefits? Do you have the right health insurance? Maybe your health insurance isn't the right one and you're spending a fortune on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have resources for that. I collaborate with Heartloft Benefits to be able to be doing the Medicare benefits. They're independent brokers. Why not have some options? Just like I talk to attorneys and home care and doctors and financial planners. It's all customized to what they want.
It seems to me, Roxanne, also we have so many children of elderly parents who are moving out of town, whether for business or for whatever, and they know mom or dad are alone now. This is the perfect time for them to come in with mom and dad and sit with you and find out what their needs are and to make sure they're getting the care that their kids can't give them from living far away.
That's a great example. Before we started speaking today, I had a client who called, and they just wanted some basic information to learn about what we do. Son is in Ohio, daughter's in California, no one's local. Mom's been in assisted living, is now moved to skilled nursing. Dad is home. He probably needs assisted living, but is adamant he is not leaving his home.
Mm-hmm.
He won't bring any care in place, and they're like, what do we do? How do you help? And then we talked about the money. And there are so many roads they can go down, and no one's here. So we have a huge percentage of families whose loved ones do not live locally. They all left for their jobs and their families and different careers. So is it possible to service somebody like this couple? Absolutely. And it gives the family members out of town that comfort to know someone is there.
Absolutely. They can basically pick up the phone and call you, Roxanne. Yes. If they're hearing that mom or dad aren't well or they're finding out one is in the hospital, they call you and you can now start to put everything into place if it's not in place already.
Absolutely, because we have our connections. We have our resources. We know out of the 50 assisted livings or the nursing homes which ones are going to be the best fit for that loved one. You know, if you're given a list, how do you really know on that list what is appropriate? You don't. And today's world, assisted livings are not equal. They all have different layers to them. So if I'm in a hospital situation, I'm not thinking clearly, no matter what I think I am. You have to make a life-altering decision, and it's not simple by just looking at a list.
No, as a matter of fact, you might think, well, I'm going to put mom right in this nice place on the corner, and that'll be great. Well, guess what? That may not be possible. They may not have the room. She may not fit the criteria to go there.
Right.
Now what are you going to do?
Right.
You don't want to leave that up to a faceless, nameless person who's just filling out paperwork. That's not what you want. And I can imagine, Roxanne, that you also hear from caregivers who are getting to the point where they're burned out now. They can't do it anymore, and they need some help.
They do, and the guilt. The guilt is the biggest thing we deal with caregivers because they don't want to say they can't do it anymore, and I allow them to cry uncle. And they look at me, I'm like, it's okay to say you're done. And they need to hear that, and they don't want to admit it, but by the end of the conversation, after we're done with the tears and the laughing and all of the in-between, they really feel like they've had a burden lifted off their shoulders that they don't have to go it alone any longer. Sometimes you just need someone to talk to.
And you know, Roxanne, it also occurs to me that although our caregivers are doing the best they can, how many times once the caregiver has you to help them, do they actually get better services than what they were trying to do all by themselves?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even thinking of my own family, my parents are out of town, and luckily my sister lives there and takes care of them. But in a moment's notice, I've got to drop everything for my mom and dad. And, you know, I know my system here locally, and I can figure it out down where they are, but I don't have those same connections. Like, if I need something, I can call the nursing home administrator of such and such building or the attorney or the home care. So I understand what these families are going through.
Absolutely.
It's not easy. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if I'm making the right decisions.
You know,
and I do this for a living.
Exactly. And I think we all go through that and we all wonder. But that is something that doesn't have to happen if people have already met with you and they're working with you and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. I mean, we're not quite through winter yet. It doesn't take much for someone to slip, fall down, break a hip, okay? You're sure. In the hospital, now what? And that's the question. Now what? Well, I don't know. I mean,
right.
what do you think the doctor is going to tell you? Well, the doctor isn't an expert in elder care solutions like you are. The doctor can only help you so far and give you recommendations, but now you have to do the legwork to find out what might be best for mom from this point on. And that's very hard to do by yourself.
Absolutely, because, you know, if you think about it, you go to the doctor even personally, do you really tell them the truth most of the time, or you just kind of skate over things?
Right.
And, you know, if I'm 90 years old, I'm probably not telling them exactly mm-hmm. what's going on. You got the daughter in the corner shaking her head.
Mm-hmm.
If she's allowed in the room going, no, she can't do any of that.
Right.
So who's the doctor? He's now the monkey in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of interesting how that works out. But, you know, there are solutions to that. I mean, you know, I would tell a daughter or son, if you really want the doctor to know something, send them a note ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can read it before the meeting, and maybe then they can touch on some of the areas that you're too afraid to bring up in front of your parents.
So true. Roxanne Sorensen heads up Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. You're not going to find somebody who does exactly what Roxanne does. You're not going to find someone who cares as much as Roxanne does. And Roxanne is a team player. She will work with your attorney, your financial advice person, because it really is about your life, and you do need that team around you to help you decide what you can do and if you can do it. And that is so important. And it makes you sleep better at night knowing that basically you have somebody else who understands what your needs are and is ready to step in at a moment's notice to make sure the care that you want is the care you're going to get.
I agree with that. And, you know, the one thing I'm proud of is our team is eclectic. We have nurses, social workers, human service professionals. You know, if you're going to do a home remodel to bring your loved one home, or you're not sure if it's safe to bring them home, why not send our nurse out? Let her do a home eval. We'll give you all the pointers you need before you start an investment that may be not worth doing.
Right. Roxanne does not work in isolation. She's got a lot of wonderful, wonderful professionals around her to help assess the patient and to decide what's best. Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 4255 Harlem Road. But the phone number, grab your pen, 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. Over 25 years of experience advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers. Find her online at eldercarewny.com and make sure you know you heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all. From junk to fine art, whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. So happy to be with you, Linda Pellegrino, of course. And, you know, we always start the show with a little bit of a factoid or a birthday. We have a birthday this month for someone in history, Dorothea Dix. Do you remember her? Well, you may have remembered her back in history, learning about her from 1802 to 1887. She was an American educator, social reformer, and a writer who grew up in Worcester, Mass. Dix began her career as a school teacher while leading Sunday school at a local prison. She noticed the poor treatment the mentally ill received. Dix soon became advocating for more humane treatment and the opening of mental asylums. Her efforts challenged the notion that mental health conditions could not be treated, leading to big changes in policy and perception. She also was the superintendent of Army nurses during the Civil War. So God bless Dorothea Dix back in history. Now, when I read of someone who's a social reformer, who's someone who noticed the poor treatment, you know what? I think of our own Lindy Korn here in Western New York, the owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn. Lindy has worked for over 43 years to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation. And Lindy is back with us in studio this morning to talk about a very important case. And it's a case that just involved her. It just happened. And it's the Second Circuit. This is the court that's right under the U.S. Supreme Court. They rejected an employment discrimination claim against the New York State Police, holding that 12 racial incidents over the course of 3 years was not enough to create a hostile work environment. So Lindy is here to talk to us about this case this morning, the judgment, what happened. And because Lindy is also an expert in mediation, what if that case went to mediation? So first of all, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here
nice
in person.
Nice to have you here on the birthday of Dorothea Dix,
yes.
Social reformer. How about
hey,
that?
Hey, go
huh?
Dorothea Dix.
Yeah, yeah, you go, girl. I mean, amazing. Back in the day, advocating for more humane treatment when, first of all, people weren't listening to women at all, and to be able to lead changes in policy and perception, how awesome was that? What a
I'm not sure how far we've come, Linda.
Well, you know, that's very, you know, there's an argument for that, because you're coming to us talking about this incredibly important case that failed despite 12 incidents. And we talked about that in a prior segment, and This gentleman who was working, I guess, for the New York State Police had logged all these racial incidents, and you brought it to the Second Circuit Court, and it's still lost.
Yes. You know, the court felt that the state police deserved an affirmative defense, that they had done a thorough investigation, and that they had enough avenues that Mr. Miller could use, and that altogether, citing cases from 2013, we did not show that it was severe or pervasive enough to constitute a hostile work environment based on race. That's the ruling, right. And it's a very high court, which I respect the court. The decision, I'm having trouble. It's very troubling to me.
Yes.
But I wanted to answer or talk about your question.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in light of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
What if at the end of all discovery, not in the beginning, we have an automatic mediation program, but what if we had gone back to mediation before appealing, or even after we lost at the district court, if there had been an agreement to go to mediation, because
mm-hmm.
that's all you need,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can do it outside of the courts, okay? It just takes both sides agreeing to do so, you know? And so in my mind, I think one of the important things is people get to decide who shows up at the mediation table, which could have made an impact on everybody. Actually, the mediation could have been another kind of training experience or learning experience for everybody.
Sure.
Okay. And, you know, so I imagine that perhaps my client could have had his therapist or his psychologist or whomever is helping him with his mental health. That person could have been at the table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other side may have had some creative ideas of who they wanted to have on the other side. Okay. And certainly issues of diversity would have been important. And so, you know, there could have been a robust selection of important people, you know, that would be present. And then, of course, we would have selected a mediator, and that process could have been very important. I will say that mediators in the past have not, the rosters haven't contained a lot of diversity. At this point, we're doing much better. There's, of course, still room for improvement, in my opinion, which is just one person's opinion. But, you know, that might have been helpful to also have a mediator who has any number of diverse pieces to that person. At any rate, you know, when we go and advocate for our clients in mediation, we always have our clients write what I call an impact statement. And it's sort of somebody journaling like you're a journalist. So somebody sitting down as if they're writing to their diary or journal, maybe for posterity, and just tell your story. Tell what happened to you. Tell about your background, maybe pulling pieces as to why this hurt is such a hurt. Make people feel something through the facts. Certainly if you went to a lawyer about a situation, there had to be a lot of thought given and a lot of reasons, and you could describe the hurt. So I think that would have been valuable. What do you think?
I do too. Now, mediation doesn't change law, doesn't change I think what mediation does is that, like you say, it's in a more informal setting. You're not in a courtroom. You can bring more people who understand feelings and emotions into it. And I think that's so important. Sometimes the law is very black and white, and it's just very sterile. And I think life isn't like that. And I think it's important. It's important that whole, the system that we work under is very, of course, very important. And I respect it. But there's another part of that, and that's the human beings.
Well, indeed, you're correct. I like to practice law with therapeutic jurisprudence, which is looking at things through a psychological lens and having other persons help you do that who have the expertise you do not, but people who help your client get better. Okay.
Yes.
But the interesting thing about mediation is most businesses, but it doesn't have to be a private business. It could be a governmental entity. Most businesses like to keep control of their risks, not only for the liability, for the money portion, but also reputation is at stake. Also, actually, in mediation, you might also, if it's settled and there is a confidentiality agreement, which is another whole discussion. But if there is one, then it might protect the company or the entity from further lawsuits, because people don't know about either what happened or definitely how it was resolved. So there's a certain kind of privacy element. And I'll tell you something else. I've seen in mediations where relationships have been restored.
Yes, yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
You know,
because there's shades of gray in mediation.
Yes.
You know, law in a courtroom is black and white.
Yeah, and there actually could be simpatico. There could be, even in the midst of racial discrimination, there could be an understanding of some sort that allows people to agree to resolve something for something less than zero.
Right. It doesn't necessarily sever a relationship like sometimes going to court can. And unfortunately, we got to leave it there because we're out of time. But we're speaking to the fascinating Lindy Korn, owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn. If you need Lindy, 856-KORN, Korn with a K, 856-KORN, or 856-5676. And by all means, let everybody know that you hear her daily. Well, as daily as we can possibly be, here, right here on Senior Radio.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Some help from the New York State Legislature could be coming to better protect referees, umpires, judges, and other sports officials from excessive harassment and assault while on the job.
Men and women are officiating in all sports. This applies equally across the board, both as far as trying to protect the individuals and to ensure that they're not harassed.
State Senator Patrick Gallivan, along with Assemblymember Bill Conrad, want to elevate penalties for those who harass or assault sports officials. As folks continue scrambling to find baby formula, some may look to go online and think they've got a great deal. Melanie McGovern of the Better Business Bureau says be very careful, especially if you're a grandparent trying to help.
If you get an email saying, hey, we have baby formula, and you never subscribed to that brand or that company, that's a red flag that the email could be fake. So have that conversation with the older people in your life and let them know, I love that you want to help, but make sure you're not getting scammed in the process.
Check out other red flags online. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life. Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you on this wonderful, wonderful weekend morning. It is so super to be with you on Senior Radio and, of course, on our Aging Gracefully show, a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by our good friends at Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. You know, we try to talk about a lot of different things on this show. We talk about things to help your life, and we also talk about things that are more personal to you, and that is what you see when you look in the mirror and what looks back at you. You know, we're not 25 anymore. So at this age, how do we get that great feeling when we're looking in the mirror saying, I'm giving it everything I've got today. This is my best look for me. Well, chances are, if you're not feeling that way, starting from the top down, maybe it's your hair. And maybe you've kind of been in a rut for a while because your hair isn't what it was when we were 25 years old. Our hair is different now. But I will tell you this, even at my age now of 66, I've got a lot of wonderful people who tell me how great my hair looks. And that's because of our salon and Phil Pullman, who does my hair and who has done it for years at our salon. Well, Phil and now his partner, Tara Pace, own our salon, and they're here this morning because we have a lot to talk about when it comes to your hair and how you feel about yourself. So good morning, Tara, and good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. You're in my salon today.
I love it. Right? I love it. I love it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Our Salon experience, because Phil, I have never really felt the need to leave salons. And a lot of people go salon hopping, probably because they're just not happy with what they're getting, or maybe they're not communicating to the stylist what it is they're looking for, and so they're not getting the right result. But I know at your salon, you have clients like me who've been there forever, and you have new clients walking in. And I think that says a lot about you and Tara and the other stylists that you have. So let's talk a little bit about the salon, how long it's been there, your concept of how to run it, and your experience and what you give back to the client.
Well, the salon has been there for approximately 27 years. Tara's been there for 27 years. I've been there for 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a little
experience investment there.
A little investment into that salon. Into our salon now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, our double salon. Negative.
The letter R salon. I love it. Yeah.
And we both have really great educational backgrounds. Tara's got college education background. I have college education background. We have continuing education backgrounds. We've really invested a lot of energy and a lot of time into our career. So, and now it's our turn to create and share that with the staff and develop to the next level.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is how you constantly have to stay on top of the products coming out in the hair business. It's amazing how science, really, you're really dealing with science all the time when it comes to colors and mixing colors for people and people who want perms and different techniques. So you're learning all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, learning definitely all the time. But you cannot reinvent the wheel. So what people come in for and when they want something new and inviting and there's, oh, what's a new thing that's happening?
Right.
The best thing that we could offer them are the products and the color, because that's what's changing.
Ah.
It's not so much the hairstyles, because you cannot, like, you know, bring, yeah, you could bring back hairstyles, but nothing is new. And so you want to make everything fresh and new and exciting, and that's the way we try to do it.
Yeah.
We try to tell someone, how about this? How about this? Let's try this. Let's reinvent this. But it's not something that, you know, you have to show them, and you have to tell them that this is what's happening. This is what we got to do in order for you to do what you want it to do.
Do you find people are afraid of change when it comes to their hair? I know an awful lot of people who got one bad haircut when they were 26.
You're so right.
Never went back to the hairdresser again, and should.
You are so
really should.
So right. There's nothing more right than that statement. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
And you can see him coming a mile away. It's like, wow, so that person's got to do something with that hair. I mean, I love him, dear, you know, whoever it is. But you see it all the time.
All the time.
And they really should go back and try again, because what you can offer them is amazing.
Well, you know, quite honestly, anybody can cut hair. Anybody can do it. You can cut your own hair. Can't guarantee how it's going to look. However, anybody could, you know, cut a straight line. But it's all the little details that we do behind the chair that it's taken us years to figure out, you know, texturizing, point cutting, disconnections. There's so much more than just actually, you know, just cutting a straight line. You know, features, you know, let's fit this in. Let's make this look great for you.
Right.
Let's accent your positive, you know, high cheekbones, your eyes, you know, your neck, your jawline. You know, let's look at all of this together. How many people have had a bob, that one length bob, and they have a really long face and they have this one length bob, no bangs, and it's just like everything's drawn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you just create that weight line a little differently, just to bring it up into the cheekbones, it's going to give you a whole different look with just doing those minor changes.
You know, I always remember that Carly Simon song, Take Another Picture. We're so used to seeing ourselves one way. You forget 20 years have gone by.
Exactly.
I'm always telling my sister, Val, I think you got to retire the blue eyeshadow.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I love her. Well, she's not in hearing distance. You know, so. but you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
We get into these habits. We get into these patterns, and we don't change our look. And it doesn't serve us. We really need to have someone like you, as we're sitting down in the chair, say, okay, what do you see? And what do you see? And where would you like to go from here? And then achieve that for them.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You talk about change. The change, you know, we haven't changed our hair. But let's take a closer look. because everything else has changed.
Right. Absolutely.
So let's move along with it.
Yeah.
Let's brighten something up. You know, give you a little highlight. Let's, you know, your skin tone changes. You know, your skin changes. Everything changes. So let's move forward.
Yeah.
Let's make a little bit of a change.
Right. Especially now with spring around the corner.
You know, when I say change, it doesn't mean going from having hair to your waist to your chin. It means let's try something small.
Right. And you know, for people who always say, oh, I left my last salon because they were cut happy. They're always cutting it too short. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that too, but we're speaking this morning to Phil Pullman and Tara Pace, who are now the new co-owners of Our Salon. They've been there for a long time. That's the salon that I frequent, by the way, and I'm frequently there, as a matter of fact. 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. Their number is 633-3401, and you'll talk to a really great receptionist when you do call for an appointment. 633-3401. And you can log on to Our Salon Buffalo. That's the letter R, by the way, oursalonbuffalo.com, to find out what's going on at the wonderful salon and all the things that they're doing and the services and the products. Every time I come in, guys, the music is on. Every one of your stylists is busy. You have so many wonderful people there looking to help you. And when I notice, when Phil, you sit down with a client, or Tara, you sit down with a client, you're really interested in what they have to say. And I think that consultation is so important.
It's the number one.
Yeah.
It's the number one.
Consultation is the most important. Do you know the number one reason why people leave salons?
Mm-mm.
Because they come in, they've been going to that salon for 15 years. They come in, they sit down. You like it? Yep. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
And we're staying the same. People are bored. That's how come they leave their salon. They're bored. They never have the consultation that they need. Every single time you come into our salon, you will get a consultation, whether you have been there your first time, or Linda, as you know.
Yeah.
As you know, we always have a consultation. We're always tweaking things. We're always moving forward. You know, whether it's to give you a little fringe, whether it is to maybe grow out something, maybe make something a little bit asymmetrical. There's so many different things that you can actually do to make a change. But a good consultation is always the key.
Yeah. Yeah, and listening to the client, and then the client listening to what you have to say, because you folks are the pros. You'll let them know how their hair is going to grow back. You'll let them know what to expect from this color.
That is the one question that I get asked all the time. They always say to me, what do you think I should do with my hair?
Right.
So with that, I always ask the question, tell me what you do on a daily.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you want it to look on a daily. Tell me what you're having problems with. Mm. Let's fix the problems first before... Then I'll tell you what I think we should do.
Right.
I can't, it's never a wrong answer. They think that they're giving me these wrong answers. And I'm like, no. Let's figure this out. I don't do your hair every day. Would I love to? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
but you have to do this, and you have to recreate this at home.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can to do what you need to do at home. And if something is not working out, we have to fix that first.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if you're not the kind of person who wants to spend 15 minutes in the morning on your hair,
absolutely,
they need to tell you that.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And just like Tara had said, you know, so then you could recreate this at home. You know, we have the products that we can give you, mm-hmm, send home with you. We have tools, we have brushes, everything that you need to recreate it.
Right.
We can give you to take home with,
right,
you.
And now I can tell everybody from experience, I mean, Phil and I have been together since before I had cancer. So, I mean, Phil has been with me when I had no hair. And we shaved my head. I mean, and then it grew,
yeah,
back. And you know what the chemo,
yeah,
curls are like. We went through all that together. So, and I see a lot of other clients who have been there a long time too. But one thing I do notice about the other long-term clients is that everybody always has a fresh look. Nobody is locked into that one style.
Good.
I notice the hair color changing, a different... a look, whether now they're sporting bangs or maybe they're going to try a little longer hair on one side. I notice that people, no matter what their age is, they're going to try something.
Good.
I mean, and I think that takes a lot to have somebody say, okay, I'm in your hands. Go ahead and do what you want to do. And I'm anxious to see this. And I always tell Phil, hey, it grows back. I mean, nothing is permanent. Try it. Let's see how it looks. And then you walk out and I think it just puts a pep in your step when you come out and your hair looks good and you can shake your head and you're very confident in what you've got on your head. You know what I mean? You're confident because, like I tell a lot of people, you can change your clothes every day, but you know what? Every time you step out of the house, your hair is there. It's almost like your makeup. You know what I mean? You really want to invest in this hair because you want to be able to look in the mirror and like what you see, and like what you see every single day, right up until the next time you're there. So that's what we're talking about, folks. That's what this show is all about on Senior Radio. Whether we're on Aging Gracefully or we're back on Saturdays, we're here for you. And we're talking this morning with two people who I've known a long time and who I know can help you, too, from Our Salon. Now, Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the new co-owners after working there for so many years. It's a real family type of atmosphere, over 60 years of experience. And I cannot tell you how many people throughout the years have said, Linda, where do you get your hair done? Because we loved it. Whether it was on AM Buffalo, or can't see it on Senior Radio, but it still looks great. Well, I get it done at Our Salon. So ask for Phil, ask for Tara, but really all of their incredible stylists are terrific. They're at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx. Give them a call today at 633-3401. Like I say, take another picture because you're going to love what you see from Our Salon. And remember, everybody, you heard it here on Senior Radio.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
WBEN's Evening News with Tom Puckett and the WBEN News Team. Weekdays 6 till 7 on WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Welcome in once again, everybody, to the show here on Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're one of the most listened to talk shows on the weekend in Western New York. So thank you so much for that. And thank you to everybody from out of town who's listening in on the Odyssey app. I was able to hear our show down in New Jersey when I was visiting my folks, and I loved it. I loved hearing WBEN's news all the way down here because that's what matters to me. Well, I want to let you know, we always try to start off with a little factoid of the day, and this one goes back to 1931, and that was when 17-year-old minor league player Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in an exhibition game. In the 2000s, both a TV show and a stage musical were based on this event. So if you saw a musical based on that, you know, it was a real story from 1931. Hey, everybody, we're talking about something that involves every single one of us who are listening, and that is the comfort of our feet. We are now moving into the spring season. We're getting rid of the heavy work boots and the heavier shoes that we've been covering our feet with to keep them warm. Well, now it's time for walking and running and sandals and getting out into the wonderful weather that we're expecting here in Western New York. And it's the perfect time for the SAS Shoes annual spring sale. It's on now through May 21st. You're going to be able to save $15 on all your favorite SAS styles and the many more brands they carry. And that discount is off each pair purchased. And we say good morning to Paul Grandstaff, who is the manager there, along with Donna and Ron and Aaron, all our friends from SAS, because we know, Paul, you have been busy with a lot of our listeners who are getting ready for spring.
Absolutely, Linda. Absolutely. Can I share one story with you, Linda?
I would love it. I would love it.
There was a very special lady by the name of Janice, who, matter of fact, came in Friday, Linda, and she said she had heard you and I on the one of the earlier programs, and so she visited our store this past Friday, and she was bothered with pretty severe arthritis, and she could not wear most shoes. The only time when she was comfortable was when she was barefoot. That's the worst thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we took her through our different phases of asking questions, measuring both feet, scanning for what we call plantar pressure points, and otherwise high pressure areas. And she had what I think was called midfoot arthritis, so that was something her doctor also had said. We also observed tight calf muscles and faulty foot mechanics. So that was affecting her in having uncomfortable feet. Well, after much talking with her and analyzing the situation and listening, I found a shoe that would not pressure on that aspect of the foot. And she said this is the first time she had been comfortable in a long time.
Wow.
Well, we fit her in an orthotic based on that machinery, Linda,
mm-hmm.
right? And it worked more favorably for her balance and alignment. And here was the surprising thing, without mentioning numbers, she liked it better than the expensive one the chiropractor had for her.
Wow. Isn't that something?
These are pocketbook-friendly prices, Linda.
Yes. Yes. And it's all the SAS experience. You know our SAS, says everybody. It's right there on Main and Transit at the end of the plaza, okay? Open Monday through Saturday. There's always cars out front and around the side because they're busy. And why are they busy? Because these folks know what they're talking about, and they're doing a great job. If you have complained about your feet and said, you know what, just forget my feet, I have bad feet, chances are you have bad footwear, okay, that are making your feet worse. And that's what SAS can help you correct. They have an electronic scanner that you stand on, and it will show you where you're carrying your weight. They have not one kind of orthotic. They have many kinds of orthotics. And they have beautiful American-made footwear and bootwear, okay, that the orthotics can go into. And with that double structure, you have people walking out of there smiling, saying, wow, for the first time and I can remember, I'm wearing stylish shoes that look good and feel great. And that's the SAS experience.
And one more thing, Linda, on that story with Janice. I also fit her in a sandal called our Finn Comfort Sandal,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be in our promos here. And she said she's never been able to wear a sandal. Well, until I put that on her foot, it gingerly wrapped itself over the instep without putting pressure on that aspect of the foot, which was giving her much discomfort.
Wow.
And she walked out of that too. She says she's very, very happy that she listened to Senior Buffalo, or she would not have been, she would not have visited the SAS shoe store.
Oh, I want everybody to be converts. I want everybody walking around this summer in their sandals with smiles on their faces because they're comfortable. You know, and for all the ladies out there who have worn high heels and have now bunions on their feet, you know how painful a bunion surgery can be. And so sometimes we just choose to live with the bunion. Over at SAS, I found beautiful sandals that covered the bunion, okay? But yet we're very expandable because their sizes go up to, you know, very wide shoes if that's what you need. You would never know you had that bunion, and you can still go ahead and wear sandals. And how many women don't wear sandals anymore because of a bunion?
Well, Well, we had two things with a bunion. We sold a couple to, and they weren't classified as what they call old lady or ugly looking. Mm-mm. You know, I hear the time. In fact, Linda, one cute story. A woman came in the store. She was 99 years old.
Oh, God bless.
Driving a car.
Wow.
And she could articulate as well as anybody I've ever known. And the first thing she says, I don't want any old lady shoes.
See that?
But I thought it was just funny.
None of us do. And then you don't have any. You have walking and running sneakers. You have sandals. Women's sizes, 4 to 12 in slim to triple wide widths. Now, I talk about triple wide, but an awful lot of people do have extra slim feet, and they can't find shoes that are narrow enough because, as we say, when you go to the big box store, they're all cut for one person, okay? It's just like one cut. And if that's always been your problem, you really need to go on over to SAS because you have beautiful shoes. Sandal season is here, and your annual spring sale on now through May 21st. You're going to save $15 on all your favorite SAS styles and the many, many more brands that they carry, and the discount is off each pair purchased. So you're going to see the top brands, SAS, Taos, Finn Comfort, Air Trex, they're all there. And what's wonderful is that you can try them on there, walk around, and enjoy that experience and know that you can stop saying no to walking instances, walking vacations, places that you want to, you know, trek over to, or stop saying no to your grandkids because your feet hurt. They don't have to. If you let Greg and Paul and Aaron and Donna work with you and see if they can really actually make that pain go away that you probably thought was with you for the rest of your life.
Well, Linda, I think what we're hearing from a lot of the folks that come here is when they come in here, they feel like, wow, they've gone back into the times of Mayberry.
True.
The old-fashioned shoes, where we make them feel at home. We treat them like guests, and we make them feel wonderful, and then they open up to us.
You know, Paul, they call that service. Service with a smile. That's what we complain that we don't get anymore in most stores, and that's what SAS Shoes has always been known for. There is no rushing you through to make the sale. You want to sit with somebody, you'll measure their feet, you'll put them on the electronic scanner, you'll try different things with them, you'll try to work with the shoe that they like right there to make sure that it's a perfect fit for them before they leave.
What we want to do, Linda, pretty much let them know that SAS and then Route 5 boots and shoes, it really is considered Western New York's destination comfort shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite your listening audience to experience the difference and how we can best serve their goals and some of the issues they may have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Paul, you don't have to be a senior to enjoy SAS shoes. A lot of people go through life with different foot issues, and we want to invite you to go and enjoy the SAS experience. 716-631-1002, or just stop in, sasshoes.com. SAS is right there in the Transitown Plaza at Main and Transit.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com.
Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
An Odyssey station.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.